Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from VegGrow Podcast, and this is episode 182. It is titled Featuring a Skinny Jean Gardener and Ginger Welsh Allotments, and today is the 20th of August 2018. Now, coming up to today, I have the diary, which it's not going to be a huge amount of in the diary this week. We could say I've had a bit of a gardening holiday, shall we say. It's, to be honest, it's been a hell of a week. Then after that, I have what the Garden Days calendar suggests to do for this next week. And then after that, I've got a little interview with Bethan from Ginger Welsh Allotments, who is a YouTuber and also a listener to this podcast. And I'm really excited to have met her in person. But before that, let's get on with the diary. Now, as I said in the intro, I've had a hell of a week. And this diary section is not going to be very long at all. Now, work completely took over, so I have not been to the allotment at all. Now, at work, I was two engineers down, which is half of our workforce, basically, for where I work. Now, I don't do the standard 9 to 5 job like most people. I can't, overtime and stuff. So when we're busy, I got to work the overtime and look after my customers, I guess you could say. So I didn't get any allotment at all. I did manage to plant a few seedlings, such as my turnips, at home. And actually, these are growing well, and I'm hoping to get those planted out fairly soon. Well, come the weekend, you may think, yeah, weekend, you're not working. I kind of was. Saturday, I was actually booked up for the Bidden Tractor Fest and Country Show under the Bald Explorer. Now, I was going as a VegGrow podcast too, so it is in two elements, I guess you could say, but the Bald Explorer was doing live shows throughout the day, and he asked for my help along with Julia, and I was happy to help. Got free entrance to it through that, which was, it was worth doing. Anyway, I managed to chat to a few people there about some future podcast interviews and stuff, so That was kind of worth it in itself. One I'm really excited about is a lady who blogs at femalefarmer.co.uk. She runs a beef cattle farm, but also has pygmy goats, pigs and chickens. And I'm really going to be interested to go down to her farm and have a bit of a chat. Especially, I know there's listeners out there who are smallholders, so I kind of feel, you know, there's something there. Now, the next person I also had a planning to go to runs a cut flower farm in Kent. Now, flowers are not normally my thing, but then she mentioned that she also grows edible flowers. And I thought that, yeah, that'll be worth a visit alone. Now, my next person, this was great actually, great person I had a chat with, was Eric, who's a beekeeper. Now, he makes amazing products from beeswax, including this hand cream for gardeners, and he kindly gave me a tub, and I tested it on the day, and it's amazing. I'm really impressed with it so far, but I'm going to continue to test it, and I'm hoping to get a few bottles in the future to run competitions with. I have to admit, I don't normally use products. I'm a kind of soap and water type person. It's been suggested to me that I perhaps should use a bit more product, but I'll give this a try. Anyway, that's all going to come up in the future. Sunday, I had this Skinny Jean Gardener podcast live or festival that I have been going on about quite a bit lately. And I've been really looking forward to this event because, well, I really wanted to support Lee with this. It's a hell of an enterprise. And it's well worth supporting people, things I believe in. I do, will always do that. Anyway, my wife and I, we left home at 8 a.m. and we got to Colchester for about 10:30. We found a car park, which is relatively close to where we were, the event. Being it was a Sunday, it only cost £1 for the whole day to park. So I'm pretty happy with that. The festival itself was free, so even if the car parking cost a bit more, I didn't mind. Now, the event was held in a place called Luminaries in Colchester, and it was a fantastic venue. kind of ruins in the back garden where we were, which really had a real atmosphere to it, and it was fantastic. Now, as soon as we got there, we were greeted by Lee, who gave us a huge hug, like he does. He's a fantastic bloke. We had a bit of a chat with him. Then after that, we browsed around a few stalls. Now, there wasn't a huge amount of stalls there, but there was a few. There was Replastic in Colchester, who were all about trying to reduce single-use plastic. And I had a bit of a chat with them. Anyway, you may remember a few, well, recently, it's been in the news about the waste, plastic waste, and how bad it is for the environment. And I had a chat with these guys, and I learned so much from them. And I even took a pledge to reduce plastic waste. Now, in the garden, when I was thinking about this, we don't really think of plastic so much in the garden, but obviously we get pots, garden pots in plastic, and they're an obvious ones, but they're quite reusable. Liquid feed often comes in plastic bottles as well, and okay, these are reusable as well. But then it occurred to me, bags of compost comes in plastic bags, and that is actually incredibly wasteful if you think about it. And that's what I kind of took away from that. Anyway, about midday, the talks on the stage really got going, and I've always said at these events, the talks are where the value is. That's what to go for. And the first talk was by Matt Biggs, who's a Radio 4 Gardeners Question Time panelist. He's written many books. He's very, very knowledgeable. And he spoke about gardening. We then had Charlie Benton, who's a landscape gardener, and he's been on ITV. He also spoke about wildlife in the garden, and that was something very close to my heart. After that, these two were joined on stage by Lucy Chamberlain in a Gardener's Question Time style section, where the audience got to ask a few questions and they were answered on stage, very much like Gardener's Question Time. Well, I got a question in right at the end to add a bit of humour. The wife has wanted to know how she can keep me out of the allotment. So I asked that, and I got a few answers. It was good. It was great. Then after that, Lucy Chamberlain. And now, I've known about Lucy for a while, been following her for a while. She used to be editor for Grow Your Own magazine and a very passionate edible gardener. Anyway, she was on stage and she talked about seeds that we could sow now for the vegetable patch. And this made me laugh because I spoke about this a few weeks ago on a podcast, and pretty much all the seeds that she mentioned, I had mentioned in my podcast. So I felt a bit, I got that podcast right. In fact, that reminds me, I had a question in the Facebook group about this sort of thing as well. So there's something going on at the moment where people are thinking of these things. So anyway, I'm digressing a bit. Anyway, after that, it was the chili sauce challenge. And I had stupidly popped my name down for this, didn't I? Well, we started off with the sauces, the mild ones working up to the hottest. And even the hottest sauce was pretty manageable for me. Now, I can actually handle more chili heat than the average person. I'm not a great lover of heat. I prefer flavour, but I can manage a fair bit of heat. So the sauces weren't too bad. Then Lee pulled out some chilies and we had to eat those. Now at this point, it was down to the last two contestants, myself and I forget his name, but yeah. We ate a ghost chili and that was... it was noticeable. And then it was the scorpion chilies, and I really felt it. We had to eat two of the scorpion chilies. I ate them. My wife said the colour went from my face, and there was a lot of concern, I think. I was burning, but I was not going to give up. And I know I'm too stubborn for my own good sometimes, but Lee at this point decided to call it a draw. So we both won and we got a signed spade and a few chili sauces. Now, after many, many glasses of milk and water, I managed to get a photo with Lucy Chamberlain. Although I still couldn't string a sentence together, but it was really nice to have my photo taken with her and meet her. After that, I managed to chat to Lee for this podcast, and that I'm going to pot up now. Well, we're here with Lee, the Skinny Gingana again.
Yes, mate.
Your Skinny Gingana Festival, or Podcast Live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now called.
The Skinny Gingana Podcast Live.
How's it going for you?
Do you know what, mate? It's been really good. There's been a lot of awesome people involved in it. A lot of awesome people come down, like your good self, which has really made the whole day for me.
Thank you. Good.
And socially, I think podcast-wise, we've got some great podcasts for my podcast, obviously. And also, social media-wise, I think it's been really good as well. Because it's been a free festival. Yeah. People will be able to come in for free. Kids will be able to get involved for nothing. And also, I've been able to stream it live as well. So people that can't make it can also watch it. So I think it's been a success in that sense.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for my wife, but I know I've certainly had a good day, despite the chili sauce competition.
Mate, honestly, when you said you were going to do the chili challenge, I thought, he doesn't know what he's letting himself in for. But you've gone back with the spade, mate.
I've won the spade. That'll be up in my studio.
You've won the first Skinny Jean Gardener Chili Challenge 2018.
Well, it was a draw.
Are you going to come back next year to...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but are you going to do a chili challenge to try and... Like, now we've got an audio.
Ooh.
You've got to regain your crown. I'll have a crown next year.
Okay, then, yeah. But if there's a crown involved, I'm definitely there.
Perfect. But you've had a good time.
I've had a fantastic time. I'm really glad we came up here. It was great to see one of my listeners who's came along and supported you in the show as well.
That's really nice. And thank you to whoever that was.
Bethan from Ginger Welsh Lobman. She's a YouTuber. Check her out.
I will do, yeah.
She lives locally to here as well, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's good. Like I say, I podcast, and when we met each other, I hadn't listened to your podcast. Now I'm an absolute avid fan of listening to us every single week.
Like,
I really enjoy it. And like I say, it's so calm and like something you can just listen to while you're in the allotment, not have to worry about anything. I really enjoy it. So, and like we've talked about this before, but podcasters and gardeners all coming together, I think it's a really nice thing.
Yeah, I think more events like this we do, the more we're going to work together.
Yeah.
I've noticed several more podcasters popping up in the gardening world, which I'll talk to you about in a bit.
Yeah.
But there's the market there. It's growing. It's growing, which is exactly what we both want to see.
Yeah, and we've talked about podcasts and trying to get the name of actual podcasts. My nan still doesn't know what a podcast is, so I mean, I'm just trying to teach her. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah, so all we need listeners to do is go out and tell people, please.
So, let people know about it. Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? What have you been listening to? I've been listening to the Veg Grower podcast.
I've been listening to the Skinny Jean Gardener.
Cheers, mate.
What is true? What is it? Friday, although you're changing it to September soon. Friday morning, your podcast is one of the first to go on.
Yes. Oh, thanks, mate.
So I look forward to it every week.
Oh, cheers, dude. Yeah, I'm going to change it to Monday. I just think sometimes it's a bit... I get a lot of, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of people saying they listen to it during the week on their way to work and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I might change it to Mondays. And you do Mondays, didn't you?
Yeah, Monday evenings.
Oh, yeah, I do Monday mornings.
Yeah.
We won't clash then, mate.
No. No, I used to do them on Thursday evenings.
Yeah.
And I felt it was too far, because obviously mine's a blog.
Yeah.
If too far away from what I was talking about to be relatable.
Well, I got you,
So I change it to Mondays.
That's it, mate. We're still a learning curve still for us, isn't it, the
definitely.
Old podcast world. So.
Definitely.
So like I say, do you know what I've realised is since we last chatted on the interview, you keep checking the time and making sure that you've got battery in your microphone, which is really good.
Yes.
I say, we're always learning.
I've even got headphones now.
I know,
as well.
It's getting well professional now, mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you anyway? I'm going to feel like I'm interviewing you now.
Well, we're going to go home.
Yep.
We might stop for dinner on the way home. But yeah, I've got a few interviews lined up with people over the next few weeks.
That's good.
Carry on doing the podcasting, carry on doing the gardening.
Yep.
Hopefully, we'll be able to make it grow,
mm-hmm.
like both of us, and see what happens in the future.
Oh,
it'd be great. I mean, I've never really had any set plan of what I want to do with it, as long as I produce
awesome content.
Yeah, yeah, and the listeners keep growing
as
well.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Well, honestly, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you for
having
us.
Means a lot. And thank you guys for listening to me ramble on.
Always a pleasure.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers. So Leslie, as always, the wonderful, wonderful guy. Anyway, I could chat for hours with Lee, to be honest. But after that, we headed home. Got home about 8 o'clock in the evening, so it was a long old day for us. Unfortunately, when I got home, Grills, my white chicken, she appeared to be very, very ill, and one of her light legs was stuck out the back, and she wasn't moving. And I gave her a bath. I've checked her all over, and she's not well at all. And this morning I repeated giving her a bath and checked her over. I've isolated her and consulted a vet. Been giving her vitamins and minerals throughout today, which is why I'm so late again. Lots of baths to try and keep her warm and massaged and keep her dry. And this has been going on this evening. It's a really hard now because I really don't think she's going to make it. But I'm going to keep a close eye on her and see what happens. But I'll, of course, do what's best for her. Well, on that somber note, I'm going to move on to the calendar. And actually, I have been thinking I need to do some jingles to break up these sections, but let me know what you think on that. But for now, let's have a look at what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. Now, it reads, early autumn is an ideal time to plant evergreen shrubs and trees. Enrich the base of the planting hole with compost or manure and fork in thoroughly. Disturb root balls as little as possible during planting and water freely during dry weather. Standards will need the support of strong stakes until established. Now, I've not got a huge amount to add to that, to be honest. I do tend to plant out fruit trees and bushes in the autumn, as I find them much easier to establish and have a lot more success than at any other times of a year. In fact, I even find that with asparagus, easier to be established winter. So let's move on to Bethan from Ginger Welsh Allotments. Now, I've been watching Bethan for quite a while now, and she creates some really great videos. She's also a really lovely, friendly personality. And when she mentioned she was going to be at Lee's Festival, I said, let's do a podcast together. Let's have a chat. Yeah, she said, yeah, okay. She's been very supportive of the Veg Grab podcast, and I'm really thankful to her for that. Now, I'll play our little chat now, and then we'll come back and see what happens after that. Well, I'm joined today by Bethan from Ginger Welsh Allotments, a YouTuber. Are you a blogger as well or anything, or is it just YouTube?
No, it's just YouTube. Yeah.
Now, I've been watching your videos for quite a while now, and one of my favourite YouTubers. First question I've got to ask is, why are you always smiling?
Why am I always smiling? I don't know. I think my mum always smiles, and I think I just smile back and just always smile, I suppose.
It's very infectious. It's what I think I've said on my YouTube channel before when I recommended your channel, is that you always have this huge smile on your face whenever you're doing anything.
I just enjoy, I just seem to enjoy being in the garden. What's not to enjoy? Being out in the fresh air and have a bit of peace and quiet away from my children. Although I love them dearly, but it is nice to get out and about and gather your thoughts for
a
change.
Sure. Well, for those who don't watch your YouTube channel, introduce yourself as what you do and where you're from, sort of thing.
Okay, well, I have an allotment and I live in Suffolk. Originally, I'm from Welsh. I'm from Wales. And I started up my allotment, well, I took over my allotment about 3 years ago, and it was only really last year I started to really get into gardening. and now it's grown. I first started off that I just wanted to plant fruit to make wine from, and then it became, I thought I'd grow a couple more vegetables, and now I've gone into putting flowers in the borders in my garden, so it's growing a bit at a time.
So as your garden's grown, your garden's grown.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Do you still make wine?
I do, yes. I've got some blackberry wine on the go at the moment.
Oh, very nice.
And I've been out picking the elderberries.
Yeah.
But I haven't had an abundant crop of fruit from my allotment yet. So I'm still waiting to taste what blackcurrant wine and redcurrant wine will taste like.
Nice.
I haven't made any of that yet.
What's your favourite wine that you've made?
Oh, elderberry, because if it's done right, it'll taste like port, so it's really delicious.
Yeah,
if it's done right.
Nice. I love elder trees anyway, because you can do the flowers in the spring.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We're lucky that we've got one in our garden just behind our shed, so and it's a well established tree, so we get quite a lot of flowers and berries from it.
Excellent. So what's your favorite plant to grow?
Favourite plant?
It's always a tough one.
I think onions or alliums, leeks, onions, just because I like eating them in different kinds of ways, sautéed, or, you know, they make a great addition to anything, I think. So, and they're fairly easy going. I mean, you can't always get a certain outcome from them. Like, I haven't had a huge onion yet, they've all been quite little, but I enjoy the onions because you can kind of leave them to do their own thing.
Yeah. I've got to say, I'm not a lover of growing huge onions anyway. I like them, I'm going to eat them, so I don't want to grow a huge one. Is that going to do?
Yeah, but I would like them to last for longer than like a month, you see, because when you only grow small ones, you go through them quicker.
Right,
so
yes.
If you've got a big one, it'll, it'll last longer.
Last a fair bit. What tips have you learned about gardening?
Oh, gosh. I've learned loads, actually. This year, I learned not to plant tomatoes before March because I ended up potting on and potting on and potting on. And in the end, I got a bit fed up of potting on, and it became like this huge, more of a chore than a joy. Mm-hmm. So next year, apart from sort of the celeriac and aubergine and chilli that need to be sort of started off really early, I'm not going to do much before mid-March, I reckon.
That's probably a...
That's what I've learned, because otherwise it becomes this huge long thing until you can get it into the ground, and yeah,
funny enough, I'm thinking to myself, that's actually a really good tip, because I find that myself, I end up sowing tomatoes, chilies and stuff in January, and by March I've got no room for anything else.
Exactly, and I haven't got a huge amount of room because my greenhouse is quite small, and my husband was getting a bit fed up of everything being on the windowsills in the house. He's like, when are these going? And so definitely more reserved, and also not to grow as many. I think I always think, or they might not grow very well, so I plant a lot and then I end up with a lot, and because I've grown them from seed, I can't throw them away, so I end up like, where am I going to put everything? So yeah, I definitely think less sowing of seeds.
It's amazing how much I'm just going, I'm doing exactly the same and find exactly the same. I'm sure my wife would agree with the windowsills as well.
I'm sure
she's choosing to ignore that at the moment. So how can anyone, if they want to watch you, how can they contact you? Is it just through YouTube?
Yes, just type in Ginger Welsh Allotment and you'll find me.
Excellent. It's well worth a watch. I highly recommend it. Very, as I say, the smile is just infectious. It's a constant smile. Thank you very much, Bethan.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I love watching your vlogs and listening to your podcasts when I'm out and around the allotment. I find it really inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What a lovely woman she really is. Now, please check her out on her YouTube channel. Show her some support. Not that she needs, everyone needs support, but she's really good. She's also a member of the Veg Grower Podcast Facebook group, and she put a message, a post up there the other day. So please check that out too. Get a conversation going. I'm sure she'll love to chat to everyone. Now, talking of a Facebook group, I'm pleased to say that people are putting conversations up there. As I said earlier, it's getting posts. So please carry that on. I'm going to run a competition this week. So if you're posting on the Facebook group, you may well get some saffron bulbs. So please do that. And that'll be as a thank you. And we'll go on from there. Now I'm going to wrap up now because I'm really tired, and you can probably hear that in my voice. I need to get to bed. I'm really worried about grills, but we'll see what happens there. So until next time, please take care, and I will speak to you all again.